Homemade Hit Show, number 74.
And my guest is Tiny Tim. So tell me, do you sing in a falsetto anymore?
Yes, right now, in the afternoon, this needs a lot of warm up. I'll just see if I can even do a poor version of.
Oh, tiptoe through the tulips with me.
And how did you discover your falsetto voice?
Well, I thank Jesus Christ for every gift, because I really prayed about it one day. And about 1952, I needed something to differentiate myself from better singers at the time, especially from Tony Bennett, Perry Como, Guy Mitchell. And so every entertainer, every artist, every comedian, every broadcaster should have a sound, an originality in the voice that the mass can identify with singly. And so originality is the key to success. You can close your eyes and know it's Louis Armstrong, know it's Bing Crosby, and the same thing, you know, it's Tiny Tim if I do tiptoe, whatever. And so that's what I looked for, that's what I got, and from 54 on, it proved to be successful.
Thanks, old man, and welcome all you happy-headed, homemade hit fans. Thanks for tuning in to number 74 of the Homemade Hit Show. It is I, your other host, Steve Nylander, here sitting amongst voluminous clouds of cigar smoke. I have to turn off the exhaust fan for these things. It's going to be a fun one today, because this show is as new to you as it is to me. I haven't heard any of these songs except for two of them, so I'm looking forward to number 74. Here we go!
You look down, you see a tortoise, Leon. It's crawling towards you.
Tortoise? What's that?
You know what a turtle is?
Of course.
Same thing.
Hi, this is Bill from The Blue, and this is our song, On the Street. And this song was inspired by the growing population of the homeless. Thank you.
Just a pass.
I know.
Okay, that was On the Street by The Blue. You know, with no bass guitar, that kind of has a White Stripes type of a sound to it. Okay, a little bit of business. Please remember to visit the Homemade Hit Show Forum. It can be located at www.homemadehitshow.com/forum. And Tony's blog is at homemadehitshow.blogspot.com. And please don't forget to send your songs, your show IDs, and comments to homemadehitshow@gmail.com. Okay, next song I'm going to play is... Let me check the notes here. Looks like this is by a band that's been on here before. I recognize this name. The band's Good Question, and the song is Surreal.
Hi, this is Sean from the band Good Question. And you're listening to the Homemade Hit Show. You're about to hear a track of our new album called Surreal, a psychedelic song about surrealist artwork. The band does not promote the use of mind-expanding drugs in any way. More of our music can be heard at goodquestion.ca.
I see the people blowing in the trees. Black light from the sun illuminates this strange place. Purple clouds dot the sky, and the yellow burns my eyes. It's so surreal. It ain't real, so surreal. Rivers flow upstream, south of Rio.
listening to the Homemade Hit Show
with Steve Nylander.
Hi there, this is Tony, and we're going to hear one of my songs. Firstly, thanks to Steve for doing the show again. He does a really great job. This song, basically we needed a sixth song for the show. Steve asked me, well, I asked, said to Steve, pick one of mine, and he kind of surprised me by picking this one, which is All My Lies. Didn't make it on my CD, not necessarily one of my favorites, but I know at least four people have told me it's their favorite song of mine. Basically, it was a song I was trying to make what we'd call a Snow Patrol song. I just got the latest Snow Patrol CD, and I was trying to make something like it. It's made with Pod, Variax, Toneport, lots of PSR, Yamaha PSR keyboard sounds, Microkorg, and some condenser and dynamic mic for vocals. So this is All My Lies by myself, Tony Butterworth.
Thank you.
Those are some really good tunes, huh? The first one, Surreal, by Good Question. It's really funny. His intro, the levels were really low. And then listening to the song, if that song was home recorded, those guys are doing a heck of a job. I'd love for them to get onto the forum and let us know just what tricks they're using. And, of course, All My Lies by the man himself, Tony Butterworth. I'm happy to announce that as a longtime tequila connoisseur, we've got a new sponsor here on the Homemade Hit Show.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
I really like that song.
I like them Frank Fried Potatoes. Mm-hmm.
That's a song by a guy that goes by the name of Fast Cakes. And the song was called Narita.
You know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yak em.
Leg her down or smack em, yak em.
Cold got to be. You know?
Shit.
You're listening to the Homemade Hit Show.
Hi, I'm Tomas. This song is called Tattoo. I hope you enjoy it.
Probably already know if you've been listening to any of my guest spots. I really like Thomas de Camino Beck. What can I say? I'm a big fan. That was Cotton. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Please, if you can, put some feedback in the forum. That's really what makes it all worth it. Next up is a song called Helen by Frank Anyek. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
And that one day, when you still want Tell me, Senator, did you nurse Catherine yourself?
What?
Did you breastfeed her?
Now, wait a minute.
Yes, I did.
Toughened your nipples, didn't it?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Amputate a man's leg and he can still feel it tickling. Tell me, Mom, when your little girl is on the slab, where will it tickle you?
Take this thing back to Baltimore.
5'10", strongly built, about 180 pounds. Hair blonde, eyes pale blue. He'd be about 35 now. He said he lived in Philadelphia, but may have lied. That's all I can remember, Mom. But if I think of any more, I will let you know. Oh, and Senator, just one more thing. Love your suit.